Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Vibrant Body and Abundant Life, an inspiring, empowering series where some of the world's cutting edge mind, body, spirit healers, coaches, and leaders are coming together to share with you their wisdom and tools to move beyond your fears, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, to support you to heal pain, illness, and trauma. I am your host, Tanya Penny, self-love catalyst, and I'm here because I'm devoted to helping you heal, whether it's from an illness or trauma, so that you can enjoy a healthy body, peaceful mind, balanced lifestyle. You really do deserve to fully live your passionate, purposeful life with abundance and ultimate freedom. So today I am excited to share the wisdom of Shan Vanderleek with you. We are going to be diving into stress and life balance so that you can heal and receive 100% abundance in all areas of your life. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Shan today. So for more than 10 years, she has been working with women all over the world to help them navigate through life-altering transition and reclaim their feminine sovereignty. She is a best-selling author, award-winning producer and podcaster, voice talent, and force of nature. Through her writing, teachings, podcasts, and business, Shan is a transformation goddess, guiding women on a soulful, sensual, and sacred exploration of the divine. And my gosh, I've known Shan now for, God, at least 2 years, maybe longer. And she's got a wonderful podcast called The Anxiety Slayer. I'm going to be one of the guest speakers on her upcoming Goddess Talks, which I'm super excited about. And she helped me start this podcast, you guys. So yay, welcome. Welcome, Shan. How are you today?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much for inviting me to be here with you, Tanya.
Yes, it is always an honor to have a sister from a different mister joining me. So where should we start today with this perfect topic for this month, given everything that is happening with the total eclipse that just went down? We just had a full moon, I believe, yesterday, and just all the other crazy stuff that's going on in the world. Like, how do we navigate everything that's happening without stressing so much and still staying and feeling in balance? I just want to throw that out there. I know that's a big question, but where do you feel guided to start today?
It's a really good question, because there is so very much going on in the world that we live in, and we are all impacted by it in one way, shape, or form. And right now, in my opinion, the very best thing that we can do for ourselves is remain as grounded as possible. And What does that mean, being grounded as possible? That means allowing yourself to be outside as much as you can, if possible, feet on the ground. Or yesterday I just went out in the yard with a blanket and just laid on my belly in the yard and just really soaked up the energy from the earth. And those are things that I do because I really take on a lot of that energy, or can have the ability to. Maybe it's not an ability, it's just something natural that happens, that if I'm not aware of it, it can really wipe me out. Taking on the pain and the suffering and the fear and the stress of what's happening to these folks who've been displaced all over the world. What's happening?
So
right
we
now.
Talked. We were talking before we started, recording today. We were talking about, some of the different forms of stress there are, and there's definitely the stress that, we impose on ourselves when we were jokingly, I think, what did you call yourself? You said you were
a recovering pressure cooker.
Yes, a recovering pressure cooker, aka for me, like Superwoman syndrome, you know,
yes.
Suffering from like all of that stuff we put on ourselves, like the pressure to be perfect, to do more, all of that. So we've got all of that kind of stress going on. And then we also have the stress that that comes from stuff that is out of our control,
yeah.
Like all the wildfires that are going on, the you know, the other forces of nature with hurricanes and the flooding, and then, you know, all the other crazy crap with whether it's racism or terrorism or whatever you want to call it, right? All of that kind
yeah.
of stuff.
Yeah.
So, and
yeah,
we
a
have
lot.
A
it's
bunch
a
of,
lot.
It is a lot. So for us sensitive souls, which you just alluded to, you know, those of us who tend to be, I don't know, some people call them empaths, you know, people that are just overly sensitive, we fall into that boat, and I'm sure most of the people listening do as well. It's like, what do we do, you know, we don't even realize a lot of people that that's what's happening. So how do you realize when that's what's happening for you, that you've taken on other people's stuff, the world's stuff, whether it's, you know, it could be the whole world, like with all this, you know, floods and all that going on. And it could even be just taking on your sweetie stuff, right?
Sure,
which
sure.
I found myself often doing. So what do you do when, like, how do you know that's happening? And then what do you do when you realize it?
Well, checking in with myself on a very regular basis is really important, because if you're not checking in, if you're not aware, you can all of a sudden be in a place where, you know, you're either super irritated or really sad or very tired or, you know, whatever is coming up for you, and not really know what's going on. But if you can kind of do some comparison and contrast, you know, how am I doing? How do I feel right now? What's going on? A lot of this will come up in morning pages when I journal, when I can just check in and see how things are going. Or if you have been putting yourself in front of the television watching the news, and you've been really taking in all of this fear, because that's really what
yeah.
this is, all of this. If you've been taking all of that in, A, please take a media break. Please step away.
Amen.
Step away from
Amen
the television.
To that.
Step away and give yourself a chance to get back in your body. And how do we get back in our body? With body work, massage, a hot bath, a yoga practice, doing the things that you love to do, Tanya, getting out and hiking and being out in nature, and all of those things that help us get back to who we are at the center, who we are at the core. And then the other thing would be, once you've checked in and realized, okay, this is mine, this isn't mine, or boy, I wonder why I'm feeling that way or what might be coming up for me, is to pray and to, you know, whatever that looks like for you, to put out some good energy into the world and pray for what's happening to the folks down south, out west, on the other side of the world, you know, wherever things are going on in your family. We have ourselves, and then we have our families and our significant others, and then we have our community, and then, you know, and on and on and on. So start where you are, and then these blessings will go out like a, you know, ripple in the pond, right?
Absolutely. I love that. Everything, it's funny, every single thing you mentioned, I was like, yes, check, check, check. As I shared with you, you know, before this morning, you know, I woke up, I went to bed feeling pretty okay, right? And I woke up this morning and I felt like a truck had hit me. Like, I not only felt like physically exhausted, but emotionally I felt grief, sadness,
yeah.
a heavy heart, like all this stuff coming up. And I do know, like you and mentioned before, that I do tend to be one of those sensitive people. And whether it's my clients or whether it's what's going on in the world or with my sweetie, I knew that this wasn't all mine. And so every single thing that you mentioned, from writing it down, journaling, checking in, asking, is this mine or is this somebody else's?
Right.
And then, you know, praying and asking, you know, asking for not only support, right? Like asking for support, like I call them my higher levels, and I said, my God, my higher levels, please help me with this right now. Like it feels so big. Like it feels like it's so much and like it's just going to crush me. Like, you know, I'm handing it over to you, and if, you know, there's anything I can do, you know, asking for guidance, you know, if there's something else I can do, like, you know, please help me with it. And then also, like you said, just sending out that love and courage and hope and blessings to all the people that are suffering in a big way right now, that are going through, you know, all the stuff we mentioned earlier. I think so important in that, you know, media unplugging. It's yeah. Almost like, I don't know if you've noticed this. I mean, I really haven't watched the media for probably 7 years. I hear everything I need to on Facebook. I do. But yeah, just unplugging and getting out in nature. I think that can be so hard for people, especially when we feel that watching it is going to, it's almost like worrying about it is going to make it better. Or the more that we like get in the hole and feel the fear, and the more that we know what's going on every moment of the day, like it's like a control thing. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh yeah. Well, and having been in the television industry for as long as I was, like, of course it is. And yeah. It's, I'm going to be tethered to this television set or to this radio or to my phone or whatever, because I've got to know what's going on. And the thing is really, there's not that much that has changed from yesterday to today, or the day before that. It's a big unknown in so many ways. Certainly, there is news outlets don't get ratings for positive stories. So you're bringing in all of this stuff. And we just, it's not that I'm saying don't pay attention and don't know what's going, you know, don't know what is happening in the world, because of course you do need to be aware of what's happening, but you don't need to be tethered to it. And frankly, it isn't good for your health. It isn't good for your mind, body, or soul to have that much invested in what the media is telling you. Now, certainly if you're in the eye of the storm, if you're in the situation out west, where the, you know, the fire is on your back door, those, yeah, you have to be aware and informed and all of that. But for the rest of us, we need to be really holding space for the rest of our communities and humanity, and sending as much positive energy as we can, clearing our own energy as often as we can. You know, before I came together with you today, Tanya, I smudged myself and said a prayer and released all of the energy that was swirling around me before we came together. Those kinds of practices are really helpful.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's like not being an ostrich with your head in the sand. And at the same time, what I hear you saying is finding that balance, right? Yeah. That balance of being aware and being that conscious, you know, that conscious soul. And at the same time, not getting stuck in the fear. Because you're right, with the media, it's a lot of fear. It's a lot of, you know, and also can create a lot of anger for people, and sadness.
Sure.
And you can't really help people. You can't help others when you're down in that hole of fear and anger and, you know, all of that. So, you know, obviously feel your emotions, but don't get stuck in them, you know, and don't get stuck in that place, because it's not helpful, like you said, for yourself, right? I have a lot of clients that quote unquote make themselves sick because they continue to take on and carry everybody else's stuff, right?
Right, and in the climate right now, we can't take on the world's stuff. We can't take on everyone else's stuff. I mean, with the polarization going on in the U.S. right now politically, with the weather, the list just goes on, and it can just knock you out. So let's see it for what it is, and then check in with ourselves and, what can I do to make a difference in my own way? What can I do to make a difference in my home, in my community, with the people that I love? How can I show up without depleting my own resources and still, you know, give something back?
Yeah, I think that's an important thing for, as a woman, as women, I think, and I know men suffer from it too, but we tend to be that nurturing, which is awesome, but like we tend to give, we give too much and or put ourselves last when we do that. And we really can't support and be the, you know, the changers that, you know, here to be if we're depleted.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
not
the,
at
I
all.
Learned
so
that the hard way.
So, yeah, start with yourself. Yeah, I know you have. And the thing is I did too in my own way where I used to go, that whole pressure cooker joke was, I was the person who would go until my body made me stop.
Mm.
It was like, okay, guess what? If you're
I'm
not
sure nobody listening has that.
If you're not going to listen to your body, how about this? How about a migraine headache? Maybe
let's
that'll
turn it up.
No, let's see what we can do. And or I used to also be the person that, gosh, that's a really stressful job, isn't it? I imagine you're under a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, and I'd be like, no, not really, because I was completely out of tune with what
in denial.
Healthy, yeah, in denial. What does healthy stress look like compared to the kind that isn't so healthy? And because
certain
stress is okay.
Right. And I think that's another great point about stress and life balance. So many of us, it has become our baseline. It has become our normal, and we don't even realize. Like,
exactly.
I had no clue how stressed I was, how anxious I was, until I got that, you know, that big wake-up call, you know, called a chronic illness. For me, it was MS. For you, migraines, and I'm sure there were some other things as well, right? I wasn't listening.
Sure. Yep.
And when we don't listen, our bodies go, okay, let's turn up the volume.
Right. Right. They sure do. So that's, you know, it's important to listen. Our bodies are great teachers and they are great communicators. And I'd like to say that, you know, when you're thirsty, have a drink. When you're tired, have a rest. When you're bored, get moving. You know, these are things, you know, very simplistic, but it's true. It's, If you don't take care of yourself, you're going to pay the consequences. You have to put yourself at the front of the line.
Yeah, eventually. I know some people listening are like, well, I don't have an illness. Well, maybe not yet, right?
Yeah.
Some of us, it takes a little longer than others, but eventually, you know, you're going to get that wake-up call if you're not honoring your body, if you're, you know, your body and your soul. I want to talk a little bit about, we mentioned it earlier, that stress that we put on ourselves. So I know one of the things that I struggled with, and I know a lot of my clients do, is that superwoman syndrome, right? Where we do, we go. And so we really, because of that, we don't make time. Right? We don't make that time to really take care of ourselves. So is that something that, it sounded like that was something you also struggled with, and if you what did you do to like you could be aware of it, like I was, but then it's like, like how do you, it's like a belief, right? It's a belief that, you know, I should do it all. I have to do everything and do it perfect.
And often it's a want. For me, it was what I wanted. I felt like that's what I wanted. I didn't even feel like it was what I should or what I needed to do. But back in the day when the pressure cooker was on, I enjoyed the fast pace. I enjoyed juggling multiple projects and managing people and being responsible for millions of dollars and you know, it was just work. My thing was I really like to work, and I have to be mindful of that even now as an entrepreneur that I can overwork because it doesn't feel like work. It just feels like something that really charges me up. But I started to realize that I was kicking my body to the curb and completely ignoring the divine feminine part of me. My divine masculine was just on steroids. And so, really, you know, really competitive, really, really successful, very high functioning, very pitta brained, very sharp tongued, often arrogant. All of these things were.
I love that you called that out. So do you think some of that, when, you know, the arrogance part, it's interesting because I know for a lot of people, they really do get a high, you know, checking things off their list and, you know, but also they're driven by their passion. But I do think a lot of us, we stress ourselves out and push ourselves because we do get some kind of a sense of feeling worthy.
Sure. And you can't judge me if my shit is together in such a way that most people go, wow, how does she do that? Or you can't, no matter what you or someone else, or in my case, a big part of what I uncovered through my healing process was there was a lot that I was doing to impress my father, a lot that I was doing for a connection that I felt was depleted or was missing, or, you know, could look at me, you know, even though I wasn't a boy, even though, look at me, I can take on any man in any room, anywhere, in any boardroom all day long, you know, that kind of thing. So it was a badass degree, you know, and now to be able to look at that and go, oh, how interesting, and harness the jewels of that part of me. And then to release the parts that were not serving me well, because the arrogance, you know, the flip side of arrogance is insecurity. We know that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Insecurity, not feeling worthy, not feeling good enough. And it's so interesting. It gave me the tingles when you were saying that, because I realized too, and I'm sure a lot of people here listening again, you know, we're all very alike. We're more alike than we are different. That we overdo sometimes in order to impress, to get approval, to get love, you know, and oftentimes from the people that aren't even really watching anymore. Like, I had the same thing with my dad. I don't know if you ever got that approval or impressed your father. To this day, I still, you know, he's just not, it's not possible. Right.
Yeah.
So here we are, like, driving ourselves in the ground and for something that's actually probably never going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, it took a break in our relationship that was my, you know, I instigated that, and I needed to do some work, and I needed to raise my daughter and care for myself. And really all of this happened for me in a similar way to you, is it was a perfect storm of, okay, I'm a new mom. I'm birthing myself again after having a child. And now these things that I thought were a priority no longer are. And now I'm a fierce mother protecting my child and my family, and that transition that takes place. And so during that time, there was a hiatus in my relationship with my dad. And I'm grateful that we came back together and did some significant healing before he passed away. Just about, it'll be 2 years in November. And there was time for some sweet reconciliation, and there was time for a lot of release and letting go, which is beautiful, which we all deserve, and whatever it is we're looking at, to be able to forgive ourselves and others so that we can move on, and to be able to, again, I'm walking my talk, put myself at the front of the line and say, you know what, this unhealthy behavior is not happening in my immediate cocoon here with my husband and my daughter.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I think that's really powerful, because a lot of times, you know, we're in what we would call, quote unquote, a stressful relationship, right? Or a relationship, you know, whether it takes two people, right? It always takes two people.
Sure.
It's never just the one person. It's the dance that we've created, and typically in childhood. And sometimes what is needed is like what you said, where, okay, you know what? This really isn't working.
Right.
Whether it's my behavior, their behavior, or usually the dance of both people, it's like, okay, I'm going to give myself some time and space from this relationship. right? To do some healing work, to do, you know, on my own. They obviously, you can't force other people to do their own healing work, but you can pause and take some space and time to do your own, and then perhaps come back and check in with that relationship like you did. And in your case, it was very positive, you know, and quite a bit of healing occurred. And that's awesome when that happens. And sometimes that's not going to happen, right? So I'm just saying
I'm glad you bring that forward, because I didn't have any expectations one way or another, to be honest. I really didn't. I just knew that in that moment in time and where I was in space and time was the shenanigans were going to stop right now.
whatever's
going to happen after that will happen. And then, you know, the way that it unfolded and the way that we came back together was very, very natural. And, but at the same time, it could have very well never have happened. And I remember I had friends say, well, you know, how would you feel if he passed away? I'm like, well, I can't tell you that until he does. But this decision isn't about that. You know, this decision is about taking care of, diving deep and looking at what's happened and healing to the best of my ability and rebalancing my life in such a way so that I didn't have these unrealistic expectations, and that I wasn't trying to get validation, but that I was circling back to who I really am and what I really want and how I want to show up. And it's interesting that in that time, that's when I started to practice yoga. That's when I started to learn breathing techniques. That's when I, in short order, left my high-powered job, started my own business. That's when, you know, the migraines went away. It goes on and on. So we do the best we can where we're at. And then when we get to that pressure point or that when the pressure cooker pops, right? when things blow up, it's time to put things back together again. And hopefully you don't have to get that far if you already realize that you're carrying too much on your shoulders. You know, if you're listening in right now and you're feeling tight in your neck and shoulders, then something is weighing on you. You're shouldering something. Something's a pain in the neck. Identify what.
Really, I mean, like you said earlier, the body doesn't lie. So really, you know, listening to the body and, shoulders, you know, mind-body healing philosophy, it's like carrying too much, and neck, like you said, pain in the neck, and also neck stuff has a lot to do with control, right, trying to control things and make things happen. And it's interesting, you know, I want to touch back on the expectation thing. So us having, when we have expectations on what we think should happen or, you know, what we want the outcome to be, you know, it really causes a lot of stress. So, you know, you sharing that you felt guided to take a break from the relationship with your father and time to do deeper healing on your own, and not so that you could, you know, fix the relationship, that came as a result, but you really did it for you, sister. I mean, you did it for you, and you released those expectations and guarantee of outcome and all that. So I think that's really important for people listening is, number one, what expectations are you carrying, right, that are causing you stress, expectations of yourself and or, you know, if you do A, then you will get B. And if you don't, right?
right. Well, I also like to bring forward that expectations have gotten me in hot water many times in my life. And I've learned to replace expectations with invitations. And so I invite whatever it is I'd like to unfold. And instead of expecting it to happen, I know that I'm going to set my intention. I know that I'm going to do my part. Then I'm going to trust the process to the best of my ability. And for a recovering perfectionist, recovering control freak, recovering whatever the hell else I'm recovering, you know, that's a challenge. I have to work at it. But the more I invite outcomes, the happier I am.
Ooh, I like that. Invitations versus expectations. Because then,
yes,
like you said, when we invite, like we can have our desires, right? What we would like to happen and how we'd like things to unfold. And at the same time, it's kind of like putting it out there to universe, God, whatever you call it, saying, you know, this is really what I would love to happen, and I trust it's going to unfold as it's meant to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not easy. Because I can call it a control queen, you know. I'm a recovering control queen, and not to beat ourselves up for having been that way. And if you still are that way, and you're on the recovery path like we are, a lot of us, you know, we grew up in chaotic trauma growing up, and so of course we're going to try to control our world, overachieve, whatever, to feel safe. So I want to plug that in to have compassion for yourself, because if you don't, that creates more stress too.
And to also have humor.
Yes.
So be compassionate, but really learn to lighten up and laugh at yourself. And I mean, there are things that I've shared with you today and with our listeners today that I would have never said. Even, you know, 10 years or 15 years, I would never have come out of my mouth, because I would much rather have you, the perception of me, be the superwoman, or, you know, the badass corporate chick or whatever. Yeah. So find the humor, find the compassion, love yourself up. Notice, you know, balance is a dance. It's not a stationary movement. You know, I started my business, True Balance International. That's the name of the business that I own.
That's right. Oh my God, I forgot about that. That's so funny.
Yeah, and so for me, true balance means a loyal dance. It's a loyal dance that we're working on to our, you know, a loyal dance with ourselves, and how we can really say, okay, over here, I'm really enjoying what I'm putting into my business, but I need to be able to balance that out with making sure that my mason jar is always full of water, making sure that if I want to, I can go out into the yard and lay on the ground if I want, you know, take that walk at lunch, or take a hot bath when I think, oh, I could just take a shower, or book a massage when whether you feel like you're too busy or not, and you'll start to see, oh, all of a sudden the spaciousness is entering my life, where I can still be very highly successful, I can really function well, but wow, I'm taking care of myself as well.
Oh, I think I love that you just shared that part on spaciousness. I think, you know, one of the biggest things that causes our stress is when we cram our schedule full, right?
And
I've had to learn that too.
Yeah. Well, you and I actually mirror each other pretty well where that's concerned. We're very flexible. We get stuff done. But in working with you, I noticed that. I thought, oh, that's so cool, because that's the way I want to roll as much as possible, to be, all right, here's the plan, here's the intention, and then we're going to do what we need to do around that. But if something happens, or if we need to learn to be more flexible, I know that's a lesson that I have to learn, that I'm working on, is to be more flexible, not flaky, not making promises and not showing up, or, you know, those kinds of things, but, you know, communicating and being really, really mindful about that. If something were to come up personally that would keep you away from, well, this interview, for instance, or if something happened that was beyond our control and we needed to reschedule it, or we needed to, whatever it is we need, that it's okay to see it for what it is and just release it.
Yeah,
instead of
giving
like,
yourself,
oh, my
permission.
God. Yeah, give yourself permission to release it, and it'll all work out. It always does.
Yeah, I remember, I think it was last month when you were doing your interviews for the Goddess Talks, and, you know, I got guidance to, switched some things in my schedule and reached out to you, and it's like, hey, sister, can we reschedule this? And, you know, in the past, I would have never done that, because my perfectionist would have said, you are a complete loser, flake, whatever,
right.
If you do that.
You made a commitment. You have to stick to it.
I just didn't show up or, you know, whatever. But it, like you said, I communicated and you were able to be flexible with that, which I appreciated. And yeah, so really giving ourselves permission to, number one, not cram our schedule full, right? Create some spaciousness in your schedule so you can be flexible, right? So that, and yeah, so I just think that's so important. And if other people or yourself, you know, need to move things around or reschedule, to not take it so personally and not get so bent out of shape.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not saying it's okay for the flakes, right? I'm saying the way that we're talking about where, you know, we communicated. And
right. Oh, yeah. I had, during the Mercury retrograde period, there were some interesting things happening. I got nailed pretty hard this time. Website totally taken out, you know, crazy communication back and forth, even though I was, you know, being really, really careful. I had a brand new client think that our first meeting was yesterday. Only everything in writing says clearly that it's next week. And I had that pang of guilt and like, oh my gosh, she's going to think that. And I went back and read over everything. And I was like, there's nothing I could have done
right
to make this more clear. This is just purely a misunderstanding, purely human error. Clear it up, get on with it.
Yeah, I think I've had some of those recently as well, on both ends, right? My end and their end. And really just being like, you know, shit happens.
It does. And then we're actually, okay, news flash, in case you haven't remembered or haven't remembered in a while, you're human. You're actually human. You do not have to hold yourself up to some sainthood, some superhuman feats of strength. You're human. You're a human being. Be human.
Well, and what's funny is that when you said that, I'm reading a book right now. I don't know if you've heard of Danielle Laporte, but White Hot Truth. And she talks about
right
even
now.
The saints. Yeah, isn't that great? She talks about the saint, how even saints have flaws. So stop putting them up on that.
Exactly. And it's so true. I think because we get so wrapped up in our own stuff, we just forget. It's why it's so wonderful to get together with women in circle, join, you know, I'm certain there are probably men listening as well, to get together in groups and organizations where you have similar interests and to be able to share what's going on and see that you are not alone in any of this. There are so many of us with, you know, similar personalities, and even though we all have different experiences, things where we can come together and learn from each other and really lighten up so that we can enjoy that loyal dance, that, and bring more balance and less stress every day.
And more health and more happiness, and then have that energy to shine our light and support others and do whatever work you're here to do in the world to help heal the planet of everything that we've talked about today. But you're not doing it alone. We're all doing this together. I had to add that for all the superwomen that are like, yeah, I'm trying to save the world.
Yeah.
Like, no, save yourself
first. I got this.
Oh, what a lovely conversation today. You know, you shared so much and so many tips and tools already throughout, and I just really appreciate that. And just heartfelt sharing and you know, shouting out your previous arrogance. That really made me laugh because I know I've been there too. It's like, oh, and you're not even, you know, it's like it's okay to have these parts of ourselves that are quote unquote flawed, you know. We're not here to be perfect, and we can laugh about it and not take it so seriously. And I know that our time is coming to an end, and I know that you have an amazing free gift for us, and it's called Guided Relaxations for Women Who Do Too Much. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I would love to. Well, as you mentioned earlier in our conversation, I do a lot of voice work, and I also have a partner at Anxiety Slayer who's an incredible musician and engineer. And she creates custom, she creates custom music to my voice throughout the album. And you'll get three different tracks as well as additional music without without the meditations. And it's just beautiful and relaxing, gorgeous affirmations, relaxations, music to just unwind, set some time aside, and listen in all, and be led. You don't have to do anything. Just show up.
That sounds amazing. I'm going to opt in for that free gift for sure. I can always have more meditations to add to my toolbox. So you guys, if you are listening via the audio player on my website, you can find that gift link right below the audio player. And if you're on iTunes or Podbean, you can head over to TanyaPenny.com and click on podcast, which on the top of the screen on the toolbar, and it'll take you to not only this amazing gift, but really all the wonderful healing and life-changing gifts from all the other experts as well, including my gift, if you haven't received it yet, the Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Starter Kit. It's the 10 keys that I found necessary on my own healing journey to not only heal my body, but to have the abundant life of freedom that we all deserve. It includes a blueprint guide, an audio lesson, and also one of my secret tools, the guided therapeutic meditation practice. So you can find that as well on that page. And gosh, is there anything else, Shan, that you want to share as like just a words of wisdom on stress less and life balance before we part?
I think I would like to bring forward the importance of your breath. And so when you're feeling really keyed up or overwhelmed or stressed out, whatever the words are that describes how you're feeling, the long exhale is one of the favorite practices that I have that will really help ground you quickly in maybe 5 or 6 rounds of your breath. And all that means is that you take a nice inhalation right down deep into your belly, let your belly rise, and maybe count 3 or 4 counts before you exhale. And then while exhaling, try and let that exhalation go to maybe 5, 6, 7 counts. Make sure it's comfortable for you and you can work up to that length of time, but there's something just so relaxing in getting 5 or 6 rounds of these deep, long exhalations. And you will feel so good, and you'll be like, oh, I'm so glad I have that in my toolkit, because it really works. And nobody knows what you're up to, right? So thank you for having me today. I enjoyed our conversation so much.
Oh, me too, sister. And thank you for that breath, little reminder about the breath, because it is one of the most simplest tools that we often forget about. And so many of us hold our breath, and then, of course, we hold because of that, we're creating more tension in the body. So I really appreciate that reminder. And my little reminder is, as most of you have heard me say before, progress, not perfection, right? Baby steps, even with what we shared today. Like, you don't have to implement everything today. Just even pick one thing from the conversation today and carve out 5 minutes a day. And then you can always add more time and more of the practices that we shared today to stress less and have more life balance. So it's progress. So thank you again so much, Shan, and everybody who is joining us, listening to this podcast. And stay tuned for more episodes and more amazing wisdom and tools. And I wish you all a beautiful day and week. And remember to breathe. Bye.